The Nogri spun toward the Falcon's prow and opened fire again. But Alima was already leaping behind a landing strut.
Wait!
Alima cried.
What's this about?
Spilled coolant,
Han replied over the comm.
It was an accident.
Sorry, kid,
Han said.
We were watching on the hull cam. You broke the handle.
Leia pulled off her own gloves and hood, then grabbed her lightsaber and continued toward the prow. Though she felt certain that the colony was behind Alima's treachery, Leia could not help feeling hurt, angry, and confused. Alima glanced in Leia's direction, but then Cockmame and Miwa were fanning out toward her flanks, firing as they ran. The Twi'lek spun from her hiding place, her silver blade deflecting the Nogri stun bolts back at them as she ran.
What we can't figure out is why. What'd we ever do to you?
We had no choice.
Alima launched herself through the air, flipping and corkscrewing closer to Cockmame, turning bolt after bolt in Miwal's direction.
You betrayed the colony.
Miwal dropped to her knees but kept firing. Leia ducked under the Falcon's prow, ignited her own lightsaber at mid-guard, and raced to attack. Alima did not even show Leia the respect of turning around. She simply raised a leg and planted a hazmat boot squarely in Leia's stomach and sent her flying back into a landing strut, then directed a second stun bolt into Miwal and turned all her attention to Cockmame. Leia pushed off the strut and swung for the head. Alima had no choice but to drop to her haunches. Leia slammed the butt of her lightsaber into Alima's head, striking to subdue, but striking hard. The Twi'lek staggered and looked as though she might pitch forward. Leia cocked her arm to strike again and felt one of the Twi'lek's legs catching her across the ankle, swinging through to sweep her off her feet. Leia landed on the back of her head so hard that even with the soft ground, her vision began to narrow. She braced a hand by her hip and instantly brought her feet under her. But Alima was already rolling to her feet, facing Leia, her good arm reaching out to call her lightsaber. Leia reached out in the force and tried to wrench the weapon away. But her head was spinning, and the lightsaber floated straight into Alima's hand. A frightening darkness came to Alima's eyes, and she took one step toward Leia. Put down your weapon, princess. There's no need for us to fight. Without coolant. The Twi'lek stopped mid-sentence, apparently realizing how she had been tricked, then said, You have extra coolant. Leia shrugged. We had to find out. Alima sprang. Leia blocked the Twi'lek's first attack, then stretched out with the force and used it to pull herself to her feet a dozen paces away. Alima glanced up, and Leia had an idea. Han, I think she's figured us out. Leia screamed into her headset. She's looking toward the drive exhaust.
The drive exhaust?
Han managed to make his confusion sound like alarm.
Well, stop her. If she cuts one of those...
Han!
Yeah?
Enough! Leia said. Han certainly knew his own ship well enough to realize that the aft escape pod discharged a couple of meters forward of the drive exhaust, and she would just have to trust him to figure out the significance of that. She has a headset too, remember?
All right, just stop her.
Leia raised her lightsaber and charged. Alima looked first puzzled, then worried. Then finally, she pivoted away and blocked as Leia swung at her head. Leia kicked wildly at the Twi'lek's leading foot, forcing her to step back, then swung again at the head. Alima blocked and stepped into the attack, trying to work her way past Leia to strike at the drive exhaust. Leia attacked hard, smashing her knee into Alima's ribs, forcing herself to not look toward the escape pod hatch, to not even think about it. Alima surprised Leia with a spinning hook kick that caught her across the shins and sent her sprawling onto her face just centimeters from a pool of spilled coolant. Han's panicked voice came over the headset.
Leia! Stop her!
Leia looked up to find Alima racing past, only three steps shy of the pod hatch, but a full meter off to one side. She locked her blade into the activated position, then rose to her knees and threw her lightsaber at the Twi'lek's shoulder. Whether Alima sensed or heard the blade coming did not matter. She dodged away. And that was when the escape pod's outer hatch blew, catching the Twi'lek along her whole left side, buckling her knees, and leaving her lying motionless in the grass.